Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Michael, sorry I'm late. I was at an info session for this coven that my sister's a part of, and it's this really exclusive thing, and to be honest, I didn't really want to go because I don't want to be a cannabis witch, I think, but Solas was doing me a super huge favor by getting me a spot, so...
It's alright, Celine. I knew you had a busy day today. I figured you might be a little late.
You're not mad?
No, it's fine. How was the workshop?
It was fine. I just don't want to join. I don't know. I guess I'll sign up for another info session. Solas knew she wanted to be a cannabis witch since we were kids, but even when we were playing pretend coven, I had pretend anxiety, which probably induced some real anxiety. I don't know why it's so hard for me. All my cousins knew. All the witches I've gone to school with have joined covens. And there's me. I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you, Celine. You're a brilliant witch. You care so much about everything you learn about. And you're such a good friend and girlfriend. You figure things out. I can help you. I mean, I don't know much about this witch stuff, but I can help however I can.
Oh, Michael. You are so wonderful. Oh, my goodness. I can't say it.
Sure you can.
I
love you.
Oh, my bog. I love you, too. Oh, I almost forgot to ask. What did you want to talk about today? You've been keeping me in suspense with that voicemail. Very cryptic voicemail. Oh, was it about how you love me?
Yeah, I wish. No, I don't know. It seems silly now, to be honest. I guess there was just a sense of transparency that I thought I should share with you. I feel embarrassed now.
That's okay. Transparency is good. I'd err on the side of transparency too.
Okay, well, you know my friend Josh.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
Right, well, he's been hanging out with these guys. These good boys. You heard of them?
Yes. Yes, I have. It's a human supremacist organization. He's been going to meetings? Wow. Just... wow.
It's really crazy. Like, those guys are just completely off the wall.
Wait, you... you haven't, like... been to one of those meetings, have you?
I didn't want to go, but Josh kinda talked me into it.
He talked you into going to a human supremacist meeting.
I didn't know the extent of what they were all about.
So you were going to check it out to see how radical they were exactly? To see how much they hate supernatural peoples? You were just curious?
I mean, sort of, but I didn't like it or anything. Celine.
They want to kill all supernatural people, Michael. These people take one look at me and wish me dead.
Listen. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry this happened. I haven't hung out with Josh since, and I've let him know how messed up that organization is. I love you. You, the person, all of you.
A witch. I'm a witch.
Yes, and I think it's great.
Right.
Selene, please, I don't know what else to say. I don't even talk to him anymore. I think it's disgusting that the good boys exist. I wish I'd never gone.
Thank you for apologizing.
Are we okay?
I...
Please, Selene, I'll do anything to make it up to you.
Okay, I forgive you. I think I just need time to process. I think I need to go home.
Really? Okay.
I feel sick, Michael.
I understand. Can I drive you home?
Okay. Thanks. Actually, you know what? No, thank you.
Selene, please.
It's all right. Well, it's not all right, but we love each other, and I think it will be all right in the end, but I'm just so hurt right now, Michael. It hurts to look at you. Yes, it'll be all right, but right now, I need to be away from this. I'm gonna go home by myself, and I will be the one to reach out to you. Please, don't text me or call me. This isn't a breakup. I don't want a breakup. I love you. I love you, and I don't want to break up. Yeah, but I need some time, and I hope you can respect that.
Yes, of course, I understand. Can you tell me when you'll think you'll be able to talk to me again?
I don't know. Soon, I hope.
Okay.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Selene.
So the purpose of that historical review was to give you some context on the foundation of Sylphia. I hadn't brushed up on the theoretics of multiverses in several decades, so I wanted to get my facts straight before I shared it with you two. I didn't want to sound like some good boy talking about made-up mythos of where werewolves come from or something like that.
Those who have sinned become the physical representation of sin itself. As if! They're just so jealous they can't run with the wolves like I can. And did you see that vid of that one good boy leader in Alberta just go on and on about how werewolves are bad enough, but female alphas are even more against nature than usual? Oh, I cannot imagine being in the same room as that guy. He would literally take one look at me and his brain would explode. I mean, I guess I'm not really an alpha anymore, technically, but I used to be, and that doesn't really go away, even though you're not part of a pack. Whatever. They're just mad that we're not human, and they're mad that they don't have anything interesting about them. They're just jealous. Some of them. Not all humans, right? Speaking of humans, how's your good human, Selene? How's Michael, or Marvin, or whatever his name is?
Oh, he's great.
Maybe sometime we could bring him up to Luna Land.
No! This is a bad girl trio thing!
Ash used to hang out with us.
Yeah, and then you guys broke up, and it wasn't fun anymore. No romantic partners.
One day you'll want us to meet someone you have romantic feelings for and bring them to Luna Land. You may not even want Selene and me to come.
Wrong.
Did you take your potion this month?
I am not interested in love.
It doesn't have to be love. It could be like. At the beginning.
Nope.
You're so stubborn, Ag. I'm going to stay awake long enough to see you fall in love.
Oh! Well, if it gives you hope to find a cure, then I'll have 1,000 lovers just for you.
You didn't take the potion again.
I feel better. I don't think I need them anymore. They make me feel weird.
They keep the nightmares away, though, don't they? Your anxiety down?
They make my memory non-existent, and I don't feel anything ever.
Your transformations will always be painful.
We don't know that. I think I should try this for a couple months at least. It might just be a transition. Oh! A face. Oh! Ow!
Are you okay?
Are you okay? What's wrong?
Cramps?
Oh, ag.
I'm fine. It's just a minor side effect.
You're going through withdrawal, ag. I told you it's going to hurt. I warned you. I brought extra potions.
No. No, 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 no.
We get it. No potion.
Ag.
No!
Okay, ag. Whatever you say.
We're almost at Lunaland. Up you get, wolf girl.
It's better when I transform. Right before I transform is the hardest part, but it's easy breezy once I do.
What's up, Aveline?
There's light on in the cabin.
I didn't leave the lights on.
Those are humans in your cabin, Ag. Good boys, more specifically. They have a peculiar, underlying, rancid scent to them.
Must be the bigotry.
Transformation cabin locations are very private and protected information. Werewolves want the privacy, and people generally don't want to get eaten. They have weapons.
What?
Human supremacists are inside a werewolf's cabin. They must be armed. This isn't an accident.
You're right. We need to be careful.
Do you think they've seen us yet?
No, it's dark. They're obviously expecting us. The moon is nearly full. They... they must not know who I am. What I've done. What I'm capable of doing.
You're right about that, too.
Maybe I should go have a chat with them. Aveline, would you like to join me? Or, actually, maybe you can stay here with Ag. I think her eyes are glazing over. Ag? 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 Hold it together. Got it?
I'm so hungry.
You might want to hurry, Selene. I'll be able to restrain Ag until she transforms. At which point...
Oh, my bog, she's gonna eat the good boys.
She very well might.
What? No, never. They smell so...
Go, Selene, now.
Yep.
Brothers! Poor Michael has been enchanted by the witch. Tonight, we will demand she release him from her bond, or...
Or we tie him to a stake and we burn him!
Coming, Michael!
Or we'll draw him and quarter him and rip him apart like the animals they are!
The righteous will rise!
A stake through the heart, a silver bullet, and just my fucking hands!
We're gonna get you, freaks!
Brad?
Yes, Brother Josh.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Josh, Michael won't even speak to any of us anymore. Isn't that all the proof you need to understand what we must do tonight?
I guess.
Brothers, do you have your tools of light and righteousness?
Yes, Brother Brad.
Just what I want to hear. Now, look out the window. Here they come.
Stupid, stupid, stupid humans. I cannot believe this is happening. Ag is gonna transform and... Oh my bog. I should record this interaction if Ag eats or hurts humans, they'll probably... Oh, poor Ag. Cell phone, turn on bright. Capture all that happens tonight. Oh, breathe. 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 You're a witch. You can protect yourself. Your friends are close by. You're safe. All right. Here goes.
Blood Rage Mode is a co-production between Fabulous Theater and That's Not Canon Productions. Follow us on Instagram at Blood Rage Mode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.